Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 12 30-minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Sounds Like Harvey. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews shall be played on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM twice a week over a 12-week period, with the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support of the project provided by Community Broadcasting Foundation and the Shire of Harvey. Hello, my name's Duncan. I'm a presenter here at 96.5 FM, Harvey Community Radio. The tagline to our radio station is, it's your town talking. And I've got a couple of members of our community here, Colleen Beecham and Murray Wilson. Welcome to you both.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. So let's just start with you, Colleen. We'll get you just to tell us where you were born and maybe who your parents are. Some people out there might know.
Yep. Colleen Beecham. I was born in Subiaco, and my parents are, my dad, Colin Beecham, lives in Cookinup. My mum is in Perth, Anne Beecham.
Right. Well, they're quite well known in our little community here, aren't they?
Yeah, Colin and Sue Goddard is very well known in town.
Yep. Well, we'll hear more about that soon. And Murray, what about you?
Hi, my name's Murray Wilson. Yep, I've come into Harvey September 23. Since then, just melted into the community. But I originally come from Mildura in Victoria. I was born on the banks of the Murray. But learnt my lesson quickly and came over to the West when I was a young fella of 15.
Right. I have to ask you the question. Were you born named after the river that you were born?
I was. My mother didn't quite make it to the hospital, and I was born in a car, an old FJ, on the banks of the Murray River.
Oh, fantastic. So we'll just stay with you, Murray. So you were born in Victoria. How did you make your way over to WA?
Well, I was at a festival in Melbourne that's quite well known called Moomba.
Oh, yes.
And I saw all these young fellas marching along in their sailor's uniform, and they were recruiting at the time. And I was only 15, so I thought, oh, maybe I'm a bit young. But I found out that you could be recruited and go over to Perth and go back to school, basically. But it was at HMAS Lewin, and I spent 12 months there going back through, you know, your reading, writing and arithmetic, but all the fun stuff too, like sailing and...
Right. And what sort of age were you then?
I was 15 at the time, yeah.
Right. And you're living at home?
I was living at home in Richmond, Victoria, mm-hmm. and life wasn't too bright for me over there. It was going through a transition of... being a factory workers' town to quite an affluent town. So there was conflict there, and I just couldn't see a future for me. And I went to my parents, and mm-hmm. well, my mother in particular, and said, I really need to get out of Richmond. I'd like to join the Navy. She pulled her hair out and said, no way, you can't do that. But eventually she saw where I was headed in Richmond, and she said, look, I can't give you much, but I can give you your freedom. So here it is. Make best of it. So off I went.
And at the age of 15, that was when you actually left?
Yeah, it's sort of ridiculous. At the age of 15, you sign on in the Navy for 20 years.
At 15?
Yeah, yeah. But wow. I thought this was going to be a huge adventure. And don't get me wrong, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's an early age.
Yep, yep. But it gave me a trade, it gave me a direction, it gave me fellowship, or we call them mates, you know.
Yeah. Now, you said that the town was sort of taking off a bit, becoming more affluent.
Yep.
But there was no sort of slots there for you.
Apart from probably things you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
To really... I shouldn't say it, but mundane jobs where I'd go to a factory and work all day, and you're really a subsistent worker and you're just working to make a living. A mum could see that, and she could see, well, if I got out of that environment, which the Navy gave me that opportunity, off I went and made the most of it.
So there was employment, but you just couldn't see how that would actually give you a good future. Is that right?
Not the future I wanted.
Yeah. So what was the future you wanted?
I always wanted, as a young fella, I guess it's the same for everybody, well, for a lot of people. I wanted to get out, see the world. I didn't want to stay in one, like, my mother didn't move out of Victoria until she was, like, 67, and then it was just a quick trip to New South Wales and back. But
it is amazing, isn't it? I remember going up to Yorkshire, and I met a friend of the family there. There's this lady who was probably in her 60s, late 60s, early 70s. And she said, oh, no, I've never been to London.
Yep.
it's incredible, isn't it? But no, you've got, you had a little bit of a bug in you to get out there and see the world, eh?
Look, I was going to get in a jet airplane and fly over to WA, and my mum had never been in a plane, so this was a big buzz. And it was great. I got out, did it, got a little homesick, but then you get over that, and it just turned out really good for me.
And how long did you stay in the Navy?
I only stayed in for 8 years because at the time we were going through a transition where there was a lot of women being introduced into the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
So my opportunities were sort of going backward a bit. I wanted to climb up. I was only a leading hand.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be PO. My chances of doing that didn't look bright in the near future. Like if I had stayed in another 4 or 5 years, yes, but that wasn't in the picture for me. So I went to my divisional officer, told him my concerns, and he said, would you like to get out? And I said, well,
yes,
thank you.
Wow. And that was it.
Well, that was the best thing I ever did, because I already had a trade, I had the confidence, I had sea time. I walked straight from there into the maritime industry.
Yeah.
And couldn't believe it. I tripled my money, halved my time, and no discipline.
So you're about 23, 24 years old at that stage, yeah?
Yep.
So Murray, when you got out of the Navy, that was in Fremantle, yeah?
Yeah, it was. And I joined the Maritime Union at the time, which mm-hmm. was called the Australian Butchers, Bakers and Cooks Association, which allowed you to go to sea.
Oh, so before you found a job, you just joined the union first?
That is the what? Well, it went hand in hand. You went and joined the union, and then you would show up and go on a roster.
Yeah.
Because I had the qualifications, so that wasn't a problem. So you go on a roster. When a ship come up, you would get allocated that ship and off you'd go.
Oh, so it's not like, is it an Australian thing, or you might go on foreign ships?
Well, back then, we're talking back a long way, mm-hmm. where we had a shipping industry.
Yeah.
You could go anywhere. So a ship had come up on the roster, and it may be going to Japan with iron ore. It could be going around the world.
But it would be an Aussie ship, though.
Normally.
Yeah.
Yes, normally. Well, it'd be Australian flagged.
Right.
So, and Australian crewed. So now we don't have much of an industry anymore. So most of our shipping is foreign.
Right.
A lot of the offshore work is still in Australian hands, but it's dwindling quickly.
Wow. Okay. So you're in your mid-20s. You've got yourself out of the Navy.
Yep.
You're now in the Merchant Navy.
Yep.
And off traveling the world as a young fella, not really knowing what's happening from sort of week to week kind of thing, I suppose, you know, not knowing what your next assignment's going to be.
Yeah, well, that was the excitement of it, being young and not having any tie downs and just going, wow, where am I going this time? And off you'd go, you'd sail away, come back. And the beauty of it was I couldn't believe at the time you'd do 10 weeks and then you'd get 10 weeks off.
Yeah, right? How great's that, eh?
Oh, wonderful.
All right, Colleen, let's go. Let's have a chat about your childhood. So you were born in Subiaco. I'm going to presume that it was King Edward Memorial Hospital, the great West Australians are born there.
Yep.
And brothers and sisters?
Yes. I'm the eldest of six, and there's six of us in just over 8.5 years, I think.
Wow. Busy mum and dad.
Yeah. So I've just, how am I, 68, so the youngest one would be 60 this year.
Yeah. And what was that like, being the oldest of a brood that size? Did you feel that you had to take a lot of responsibility?
I was probably the quieter one. My brother Dennis, who's in town, and my sister Kerry were the more active ones, probably would be the way to say that.
Yeah.
Much more out there community-wise and into everything, whereas I was very mellow.
Yeah, but being the oldest one, you weren't sort of looked upon to help out with the little ones?
I just did.
You just did?
I just did. That's...
Yeah, it just happened in those days, didn't it?
I did.
All right, so whereabouts did you grow up?
Grew up around Bentley, lived around that area until I started hairdressing in the now demolished Brownlee Towers. I worked in there, and from there when I got married, I moved up to work in Armidale. I worked for a big salon there. So I've got trips to Bali on him because we worked really hard back in the day. We had 18 staff. It was big for a salon then. So I've had a child about 20. My marriage finished when he was about 20. My son was about 2 or 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually moved down to Margaret River around 25.
And what was it, when you were around about 25, and what was it that attracted you to the Margaret River region?
It was changing life, busy life. I wanted to get out of the rat race. We bought an old house from Bicton area in Fremantle for $5,000. It was built in 1927, cut it in two. That was one of my clay dressing clients was a house mover. So that process happened, moved the house down against the council. We had to fight them and... Long story, prove who we were. Put a second-hand house in a town on an acre of land and built this amazing veggie patch that the organic growers just went, how did you do that? And I went, I read a book, put my heart into it.
Yeah.
Built a second-hand garage using the LECT system. So that was a trade-off for energy. I did hairdressing and I earned points to get the timber.
Yes.
And,
got
community-minded. I'm a lion, so... It was important to me, and that's how I started my next phase of my job, which was around the late 20s of me, and I got into doing volunteer work for home and community care in Margaret River, and I just found my loved hairdressing, but I loved aged care and disability.
Oh, really?
It was like a dream, and then I got the opportunity to become the coordinator for way out of my brain level for what I thought I was capable
of. And this is when you're in your mid to late 20s,
And my son moved down back to live with me because I'd separated in that time. He lived with his dad for a short while. He moved back about 12, and I started that whole role of doing coordinating the home and community care through the Shire. And ended up with about 6 or 7 staff and about probably 40 volunteers and 80 clients. It's something I never thought I was capable of and just loved every moment of it.
Wonderful.
Gave more than I should have.
Wonderful.
Which is another interesting topic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Always a little bit of comfort in food. Yeah.
Loved it.
Now, both of you are you're off living somewhere else, a totally new area in your 20s. You know, a lot of people stick around, so you've both got that sort of travelling bug in you, I suppose, or adventuresome bug.
Mm.
That's great. Does that continue to today?
Yeah. Yep. We both moved down to, interestingly, to Margaret River at the same year, but we didn't know each other. So through working aged care, Murray's a chef and he had businesses. We kind of connected and a love of outdoor and fishing. So,
but you have no recollection of each other at all?
Well, slowly. We worked together and then our lives all changed and we re-met again down the track. And I'm just a chronic fisherman like him. You know, my family and my father, he's still 91 down there fishing even if the waves are topping him over.
Right.
So the fishing and the camping and we'd go fishing, one day. And one day our lives both changed and we could connect in about 2011. And we thought, well, we've both got nowhere to go. Let's buy a caravan. And we had no house, just had a caravan, got rid of everything bar essentials, which you left at Bender at my dad's, and started travelling up north.
Right. And so how long ago was this?
10, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yep. We started, 2012.
Yeah.
Mid-year we took off.
Well, I think it's best that we go to a song. We have been rambling on. Why don't we just play the Allman Brothers now? Here they are with Rambling Man.
When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand.
Well, that was the Allman Brothers there with Rambling Man. Let's get back to a little bit of rambling again now.
But you were still down in Margaret River?
No, we'd left by then, and we were living in Yelverton for a while on a farm. And that's when we decided to get the caravan. And Murray was still working offshore, so his roster of 5 weeks on and 5 weeks off, he would take me basically up to around Karratha. If you know Karratha's got beach camps either side, there's Cleaverville and 40 miles. So Cleaverville I went to for 5 weeks, and I put my hairdressing sign up, and people looked after me because I'd never done this before and I was terrified.
Yes.
And some friends, I got friends with the caretakers, they kept an eye on me. When he came home after 5 weeks, we'd chuff off and go exploring, and then he'd bring me back and the 5 week cycle would start again.
How wonderful.
Well, it saved a lot of diesel. Instead of going back to Perth and back and forward, you could just slot off at Karratha and then continue from there and go up north and explore it a bit further. And it kept our passion for travel alive. And we really enjoyed the lifestyle. You get to meet so many people and so many tasks come up that you don't think you could tackle, but you get in there and do it. Just the other day we had a wheel fall off our caravan and it was
coming down the Bailey up Nanup Road.
Going at speed?
No. 60, he grows like a nano. It's lovely.
Oh, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
We didn't even know it'd gone. So that's the thing. It just his driving and the van must be balanced.
I bet the people behind you knew.
Well, luckily there was no one else on the road and there was no injuries. But the bad thing to this, we couldn't find our wheel. It just went bush.
We found the gouge marks for 4 kilometres and no time.
At least you could follow those, I suppose, couldn't you? Yep. Right back to the scene of the crime.
Yeah.
So it's actually like being on the road, especially when you're out, it's taught me resilience and stuff that I've had to get on and do and hook the caravan up when he's not there and I've had to move it or the dreaded dump points or like filling up the water bladder and then getting it back to the car and then it falling out of the back of the car at the top of the tow ball and you know, how am I logically going to do this? It's taught me so much. And we've got a folder boat because we love fishing.
A folder boat?
Yeah, it's like a long...
Yeah, it's a porter boat, so it's made of Kevlar and it folds in flat. It looks like a big surfboard, but you fold it out and we pop a little 5 horsepower on it. It's nothing you'd go out to sea in, but up the creeks and just out in the bays behind the reef, you can pick up some lovely fish.
Wow. Okay, so this is when you're together, you're having an absolutely wonderful time. Yep. You're off earning, you know, shed loads of money. You're 5 weeks on, 5 weeks off.
Oh, the boys at sea loved it, having a chef on board.
Of course. Let's just go back to you, Murray. Before all of this, what was your love life like? Did you have a partner for a while there?
Or? Yes, I was married and I had 2 children. Right. Ben and Emma, and they grew up in Margaret River, which was a lovely place to bring them up. They went to a family school, Nundamara, so it was really good to be
like
involved.
Like a little community school thing?
Yes, exactly. So it was expected of you to be a part of the school to go and read, or in my case, I'd go and teach cooking.
Yeah, brilliant.
So in that way, you got to know all the children and... No one called them by Mr. or Mrs. It was just addressed by first names, and it was the student body actually governed the behaviour. So if they didn't like something, they'd have a meeting and discuss it and dish out the outcomes.
Yeah. Our kids went to a local community school. And, yeah, it's great, isn't it? They don't wear shoes. One kid wore a tail all year, Dorothy the Dinosaur tail all year long.
Yep.
Wherever she was, she wore that tail. But it doesn't matter, does it?
No,
because it's about
tolerance,
results,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, let the kids be individuals. That's,
absolutely. Let's not awesome squash it straight away.
Look, totally agree. All righty. So you are together?
Yeah.
And now let's just cover off on a few things. How do you get to Harvey? Why is it that you're actually here? You've mentioned your dad, Colleen. You've mentioned Colin. And then also there's a little bit of a celebration, a marriage.
Yeah.
What's the story there?
We moved down to kind of help family because we're all moving higher up the rung of the ladder, and my uncle and aunt are here, and we've lost him just recently. And my brother's also moved down to be around family. And then we decided while we're here that it was Murray's decision, I guess. We're on a cruise with my dad, Colin Beecham, and he asked for my hand in marriage, surprised the hell out of me, asked my dad's permission, which was really incredible.
Oh, you old romantic you. That's perfect, mate. So perfect.
We had a lovely garden wedding at Austin.
Oh, so he did say yes.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, she did.
He said yes. And I said yes.
And we had it at Austin's. And interesting, Robin went to school with my brother and knows our whole family back from when we were teenagers.
Right. That's Robin Coleman who runs Austin's. Yeah,
great. Robin and Steve. Yep. Big thanks to you guys. You made our day special.
Beautiful wedding, and it was really great. Although we buried my uncle the day before, all family around, so it made it quite special in a beautiful way. But we had a gorgeous day with family and special friends.
Yeah,
and
very
we're
nice.
Here in Harvey and we love it.
But, okay, so how did you get to Harvey? Why Harvey?
Because of Dad. Dad at Coconut, Colin Beecham at Coconut, previously Benja.
Yeah.
And when we looked around, this felt right. It's community. It still looks country. It's still got everything.
It's got community. We love getting involved. So we're both Lions, and I'm in the men's shed, and it's just wonderful to be a part of this community and give back a little bit as you get older. I guess you enjoy this sort of thing, to be able to be in that position to give a bit back.
That's right. Being in the position where, if you're lucky enough to have retired, it's awesome, isn't it, to get involved in the community things. Now, you and I were skippers of our lawn bowls, our community lawn bowls on Wednesday night, weren't we?
We were indeed, yes.
Yes.
And pool buddies in the pool.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. The old Rotary Recycling Regatta, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I think you got me on both occasions there, didn't you?
Oh, I think you let me.
You're very generous, sir. I'm not that generous. All right. So so you're loving the community side of things.
Yep.
Has there been any sort of challenges that you found living here?
Not really. You've got all the infrastructure you need. And let's face it, the other night we went to a dinner concert at the rec centre, and it was wonderful.
Bloom, yeah. It was fantastic, wasn't it?
Food was lovely.
So you don't have to go far, and they keep you entertained. And if you want to get involved, you've got the senior seat, so you got the dance out at UDUC Hall.
It's our next step.
Yes, actually, Sally and I we're lined up to do that.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. It's just been a bit busy. It's been an interesting 18 months since we moved here. There's been lots happened. So we're hanging out to go, and we hang out to go join the senior sets as well. But
Harvey Connect, as it's now called.
Yeah,
yes.
Or Harvey Connect now, I should say. Yeah. So it's a process, and we're coming. We are going
to
help.
There's just so much stuff that you can do, isn't there? It's really having being able to prioritize your time to actually get to these things is awesome.
And families first.
Yeah. Now, we're going to finish this off with a song.
Yes.
So I want you to sing with me.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. Not that sort of song.
me.
He can sing.
So I have no doubt at all that Murray Wilson has many, many talents that we don't know about. So what's the song you chose? Yeah, this is that bit of the thing where I forgot to tell them to get a song organised.
We can go with that. If you've got Come Away With Me by The Corrs would be.
Yeah, and why that song?
When I first met Murray, and this is when we were finally in a different lifestyle, I dropped around for something to drop something off. He said, "I've been playing this song and it just makes me think of you."
Oh, nice.
And the song is Come Away With Me, and we'll dance and we'll sing and we'll caravan, and we're doing the song, "We Are Living That Life."
Yeah.
It's very,
yeah.
And at our wedding, when my niece who sings and plays guitar sang the song, Murray was actually crying up the front.
Nice.
It was quite beautiful.
Oh, she performed it so well. It was just took me back.
Well, that's what song's all about, isn't it? Mm. It's they can actually transport you to another time in your life.
And it's special when you feel that, I think.
And absolutely. The whole wedding guests were crying by that stage. So
how lovely. Mm. How lovely.
They've done our journey with us, and it's special.
So before we get into that, is this it? Is Harvey the spot?
I'm not sure. Yes and no, because we like travel. We're open to going somewhere, and if life presents something else, then that's where we'll go.
But you'll certainly be here for a few years looking after your dad.
Absolutely. Yeah, I reckon so. And Mum's not that far away, and all the family's around. And we have grandchildren, and I have great-grandchildren in Capel and Bunbury, and they're a joy to us.
Yeah.
So we'll be around. Definitely.
Well, you can always have this as base camp. It doesn't mean that you need to stay here all the time.
Well, no. I plan on winning Lotto, so we'll stay here as well, but we'll take the helicopter.
But we really like here. So
now, are you doing step one? Are you actually buying Lotto tickets? Yes. Yes? Okay. All right. So you're in with a chance.
That's
we've got the caravan, we've got the boat, and we've got the car. We've got the house, so it's just...
We've won the Lotto of life, I think.
Yeah, that's so good. Colleen Beecham, Murray Wilson, it's been awesome having a chat with you.
Yep.
Here's your song, Come Away With Me. Thanks, guys. It was lovely having a chat with you.
Yeah, it's been great to be in here. Yep. Thanks.
Cheers.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you. Come away with me.